Exclusive, J.D. Vance, GOP must call out illegal immigration as economic warfare against working Americans. By John Binder on May 14, 2023. Republicans must be hammering away at illegal immigration as economic warfare against working and middle-class Americans, Senator J.D. Vance, R.O., told Breitbart News. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Saturday, Vance called on Republicans to discuss illegal immigration as a fixture of the cheap labor lobby, which seeks to inflate the United States labor market to drive down wages and employ an underclass of cheaper foreign workers with little to no bargaining power. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator J.D. Vance, R.O., May 13, 2023. Republicans cannot stop hammering this stuff. We cannot ignore the cheap labor lobby is why we have this problem. Vance said of the surge of illegal immigration that has occurred on Biden's watch. In addition to driving down wages and increasing foreign competition against Americans in the labor market, Vance said illegal immigration has a huge impact on housing prices as more demand means higher costs and bigger payouts for real estate developers and landlords. Think of the effects that this has on working Americans' wages to have 10 million more people who shouldn't be here competing for jobs, Vance said. Think about what this does for housing prices, when you have to house 10 million people that shouldn't be here. That drives up the costs of housing when interest rates are already through the roof. This is economic warfare and theft of the American dream from American citizens. That is the big problem here, and that's why we have to keep fighting it, he continued. Vance echoed that sentiment during an interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on The Charlie Kirk Show, detailing how Americans looking to buy their first home or move into a new property are put at a disadvantage as they are forced to compete for housing against a growing foreign population. Listen. If you've gone to a hospital or emergency room and you've seen the wait times be way too long because there are a number of illegal aliens getting health care, you're seeing the effects of Ohio being a border state, Vance said. If you've tried to buy a house and you've seen the effects of skyrocketing housing costs and interest rates, you're seeing the effects of Ohio as a border state because when you bring in 10 million people illegally, you've got to house them somewhere, and houses that should go to American citizens right now are going to people who should not be here in the first place, he continued. Vance said President Joe Biden and his Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas are not even hiding their intended goal anymore. Noting remarks made last week where the agency head seemingly admitted that illegal immigration is a boon for business. Meanwhile, labor market data has shown that Biden is growing the U.S. workforce by funneling millions of border crossers, illegal aliens, foreign visa workers, and legal immigrants into American jobs, while leaving millions of working and middle-class Americans on the sidelines. In the fourth quarter of 2022, for example, close to 2 million fewer native-born Americans were working in jobs compared to the same time in 2019, while 2 million foreign-born workers were added to the workforce. A flooded labor market from mass immigration has had a devastating impact on working and middle-class Americans, while redistributing billions in wealth to the top 1% of earners and big business. While creating an economy that tilts in favor of employers, the mass immigration economic model has helped keep wages stagnant for decades. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.